don't think anyone would ever accuse me of being a lazy mistress. But I will be the first to admit that I don't mind it at all when a bitch makes it easy for me to own him. I define making it easy as being open, transparent, honest, and eager to please. I'm happy to say that I'm a very lucky mistress in that I have several pets I consider a joy to call mine. They're all different, of course, and I truthfully love each and every one of them. They're deserving of my affection, and so I give it generously. In return for my affection and my concern, not to mention my naughty assignments, my pets often offer me unexpected gifts, tokens of their affection. Last night, for instance, I had a fun little conversation with a very lovely and sweet sissy I've owned for a few months now. I jokingly told her that if she was able to have a little sissygasm with no clitty contact, she could enjoy it as much as she wanted. Truth be told, I didn't think she'd actually have a sissygasm. I figured she'd fuck her ass for an hour or so and go to bed horny and frustrated. But I meant what I said. If she managed an orgasm from anal stimulation alone, she would be entitled to enjoy it. To my immense surprise, I awoke this morning to the news that my naughty sissy had done it. She'd enjoyed her first sissygasm, which any ass slut will concede is the holy grail of butt-fucking. I didn't even begrudge her that sweet little shudder because, by goddess, she'd earned it. My sissy surprised me with the news that she had indeed achieved a hard-fought sissygasm. But, so she'd be certain to have the ability to eat her sissy squirt, she ruined her orgasm. I just wanted to take a moment to tip my hat to this exceptional sissy girl. When she had the opportunity and the absolute green light to be a selfish little slut, she didn't take it. She was thinking of serving mistress in ways mistress hadn't demanded. She went the extra mile, and she did it just so I'd have a smile on my face. This is the kind of sissy who makes me happy first thing in the morning. Thank you, sissy, for serving, even when you don't have to. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog, yournaughtylover.com, or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-601-6975. I'll talk to you really soon.